This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The 1,500 acres of San Francisco's Presidio, where the Golden Gate Bridge meets San Francisco, combine beautiful nature with a rich historical heritage. They're managed by the Presidio Trust, which was established by Congress in 1996, shortly after the U.S. Army left the space. The Presidio is also part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which means visitors can hike and camp. They can also play at the golf course, eat at cafes, and relax at a spa. Approximately 8,000 people live, work, or attend school at the Presidio. So it's more than a park. It's a thriving community. But the way the Presidio Trust is choosing to manage the park is creating controversy. Development on the historic property has sparked debate over what the sprawling space should look like and how it can remain financially sustainable. KALW's RTM's Konohovs reports.
We're at the opening gala for the new inn at the Presidio. Surrounded by champagne, music, good food, and lots of well-dressed people. It's April 3rd.
This is a really special day for us here in the Presidio. This is the first overnight accommodation to be had in the Presidio.
Terry Haney is general manager of the inn, which is situated in Pershing Hall, an historic building that used to house bachelor officers.
And the officers who had families lived in the large homes on the hill, and the ones who were single with no family stayed here. And every officer had his own living room, bedroom, and private bath.
Making it a perfect candidate to become an inn. The building is located at the main post, along the Presidio's parade grounds, at the heart of the park.
This building was completely rehabilitated. It was in very, very bad disrepair. We spent $11.4 million on the renovation of this building. We have preserved all the original doors, the original windows, the original floors. All the moldings were saved. The original plaster is all here. So we really upgraded the building without disturbing its history.
This is a type of development in the Presidio that has been widely celebrated. Historic preservation that will generate revenue. But other ideas have generated controversy.
These two buildings will be the first two buildings of 14. And you can see how much space two of the buildings take up. There are 12 to go on up the line.
That's Gary Widman, president of the Presidio Historical Association. He is showing me a place where a new hotel complex was proposed and accepted by the Presidio Trust. It's just down the street from the new inn. But unlike the inn, this project would include new construction at the historic center of the national park. Bad form, says Widman.
The park is supposed to come first, not the dollar sign. And it seems quite clear that that's not what's been happening.
So the Presidio Historical Association and the Sierra Club filed a lawsuit to stop this and other similar developments. The trust claims that a new hotel project is no longer on the table, but they haven't officially pulled out their support. Widman and I sit down at a picnic table near the new inn. He takes out a pack of documents.
This larger document is the Presidio Trust Act.
Widman says it requires the park to be protected from the development that would destroy the scenic beauty and historic character of the area.
This new construction limited to replacement of existing structures of similar size in existing areas of development.
Apparently, Widman says, the Presidio Trust interprets this differently from him.
And they're saying, oh, well, at one point in the history, there were buildings all through there. And we're saying, at the time it was made a national landmark, they were not there. And so you're limited to replacing the buildings that are there, not adding 12 new major large buildings.
I ask Presidio Trust Executive Director Craig Middleton for his take. He refuses to comment on the court case.
Well, I would just say, I'm not going to talk about any kind of a lawsuit.
But then he adds,
we will have arguments and issues with people always. And, you know, thank God for that, because if we didn't have that, I would worry that, you know, nobody loved the Presidio. People really do, and everybody has an opinion about how it should be redeveloped and repurposed.
All of the parties in the dispute seem to agree on one thing. The future of the Presidio should draw from its past. Its recorded history dates back to 1776. The same year the colonies declared independence from Great Britain on the east coast, Spain established a fort El Presidio on the west coast to secure its regional influence. The Historical Association's Gary Widman.
That's the beginnings, really, of what became San Francisco. But of course, at the time, this was not the United States of America. I mean, this was Nueva España. This was Spanish territory.
El Presidio was controlled by Spain, Mexico, or the U.S. Army for more than two centuries, until 1994. When the army left, the Presidio became a part of the National Park Service, leaving more than 700 buildings behind. At first, Congress gave the Presidio Trust up to $25 million per year to maintain the park. But the park had to become financially self-sustainable by 2013. The trust set to work. Soon after, the former Letterman Military Hospital became the home of Lucasfilm Studios, adding a touch of sci-fi celebrity to the venerable base. The Trust's Craig Middleton says a whole lot more came in to help ground the Presidio.
So we have almost 3,000 people living here. They're paying rent, and that contributes a lot. That contributes over half. And then we have people like George Lucas, who is generously invested in this place, and the Disney family and other people who have come in, and all of it helps. It all adds up.
About 5 years ago, the Presidio Trust achieved self-sufficiency for the park. In fact, over the past decade, they've attracted more than $1 billion of private revenue and tenant investment. The controversy now is about the vision for the future. What should be protected and what can be developed?
Well, welcome to the Walt Disney Family Museum. How did you hear about us?
The renovated red brick building that houses the Walt Disney Family Museum fits right into the old post. It was always there. But Gary Widman says that several of the Trust's other plans, like the idea to build a hotel complex, a movie theater, or a contemporary art museum, would include the construction of modern buildings or the demolition of some existing ones.
It's that building right over there behind the trees, and it would be, as far as we know now, a very large glass building interfering with the view, interfering with the feeling of history, and not at all consistent with what it should be doing if it were protecting the area as a park.
What best protects a national park is a debatable point, and it's one currently being contested by the Presidio Trust and the Presidio Historical Association. The outcome of that argument will shape the look and feel of San Francisco's national park for generations to come. In San Francisco's Presidio, I'm Artem Skonohaus for Cross Currents.